The Springboks are going to join the Six Nations. Or will they? In this episode, you are going to get a front row seat as I explore the latest possibilities on whether or not that might happen, how soon it could happen, who would prefer it never happens, and what the big names like Dr. Russie Erasmus have said on this matter. So let's start with the obvious. South Africa will not join the Six Nations next year. We know in rugby, especially, people don't like change. But I do think that the day could come when we do join that tournament. Some say it is a European tournament only and we shouldn't be allowed in. Others say our natural place in the Southern Hemisphere and we should stay there. Still others might counter-argue that our favourable time zone makes sense for us to go north instead of messing around with Australia and New Zealand. Let's examine each of these arguments and try to find a logical conclusion, shall we? So firstly, the Six Nations is actually a privately owned competition. CVC Capital Partners owns the tournament in the same way that SANZAAR owns the Rugby Championship. So what this means is there's very little influence from World Rugby. And that's important because it means they cannot add the box or prevent South Africa from the Six Nations. Now, SA Rugby has actually held talks with CVC. We're going to call them that for the rest of the episode. That was last year, actually. In short, the talks broke down. So the official word was the South Africans will not join the Six Nations. But never say never. At this point, it is also worth pointing out that CVC has pumped money into the English Premiership and the URC. I think that's significant given that our teams play in the URC. Now, a lot of this stuff is about timing, and that's because of TV deals. The current SANZAAR TV deal runs until 2030, so the Springboks will continue in the Rugby Championship every year until then, at least. However, we've already seen disruptions on that front. Not only do we see a shortened Rugby Championship during the Rugby World Cup years, but we also now are going to have curtailed versions every 4 years, in this case 2026 and 2030, when the Springboks and All Blacks resume full tours against one another. The logical question for me, therefore, is what exactly is the future of the Rugby Championship? I honestly think the competition is on borderline life support. Especially when you consider the introduction of the new Nations Championship next year. Now, to give you a quick summary, the Nations Championship is going to be the Six Nations Rugby Championship, those 10 teams, as well as Japan and Fiji. Everyone will be required to play each other once during the year before a finals playoff series at the end of the year. Now I ask you, dear viewer, how do you suppose we play each of those other 11 teams, as well as two each, against Argentina, Australia, and New Zealand? By my count, that's 17 tests in the year before we even get to the finals. So the only solution I see is to cut the Rugby Championship to a single round. So imagine this real-life scenario now. Year one, shortened Rugby Championship because of the Nations Championship. Year two, a full Rugby Championship. Year three, a shortened or no Rugby Championship because of Springboks All Blacks Tour, as well as the Nations Championship, because remember, that's every 2 years. And then year four, a shortened Rugby Championship on account of the Rugby World Cup. If you are the TV guys, or even the sponsors, why on earth would you get behind something that is contested in full only once every 4 years? So what do? Abolish the Rugby Championship and create a scenario where the four teams tour each other on a regular basis? So instead of South Africa and New Zealand touring each other every 4 years, Australia and Argentina would tour each other, maybe South Africa and Australia would tour each other, South Africa and Argentina would tour each other, and across a four-year cycle, each of the teams would tour each other at least once. That makes sense, Of course, the British and Irish Lions tour would cause a little bit of disruption there, maybe World Cup years, but it's something that could be done potentially. It also keeps Australia and Argentina part of the picture. It's a solution I like, by the way. Or you only hold the rugby championship once every 4 years. I think it will lose its relevance if you do that, to be perfectly honest. It doesn't have the history or the prestige of the Six Nations. Plus, if we're honest, the fact that New Zealand and Australia have such a massive advantage in terms of time differences, and the All Blacks get to start at home 75% of the time throughout the tournament's history, that also just adds to its farcical nature. Finally, they could move the Rugby Championship to the same time slot as the Six Nations. I spoke about this in an episode I did last week. I believe that that could actually give the competition another 10 years. Or the Springboks say adios and join the Six Nations. Sure, it divides opinion. Even Dr. Russie Erasmus is unsure about it. Here's what Doc said. I think it would have sorted out a lot of problems, player load and injury-wise. With the URC and European Cup, it would definitely free up a lot of weeks for us. Now, that comment was made with reference to a global calendar, and that if we move the Rugby Championship from August, September, October to Feb, March, that would mean that our players would then have a season that is aligned with the Northern Hemisphere, and then June and July would actually be a rest period for us. And I like that idea, as I stated in that episode I did last week. But Russie also said this. Us joining the Six Nations, I'm not sure how that sits with other people. We admire the competition, and when I was at Munster, I realized how big it is. For me, having been there for 18 months or so, I'm not sure if the Six Nations and Northern Hemisphere would want us there. There are a lot of traditions that are a little bit more valuable than us just fitting in and thinking we can just go into a competition that has a hell of a lot of heritage. So I'm not sure what the answer is there. So Doc certainly hinting that he is up for it, but cautiously adding that he's not sure if the Europeans would want us there. Well, the way I see it is that even if the Europeans moan about it, after a few years, they'll have gotten used to it and accepted it. Rugby is often stuck in its ways and traditions. But one man who is all for it is former Scotland and British and Irish Lions boss Ian McGeoghan. If you need some reminding, McGeoghan oversaw a Lions victory in South Africa in 1997. He also masterminded a Scottish win over us in 2002. He says the obvious next step is for some sort of integrated season which sees the Springboks join the Six Nations to make it the Seven Nations. Financially, it is in the interests of everyone, and it would also be beneficial in terms of raising standards for England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland, and Italy. I have to admit that I am biased and that it's a prospect which excites me. I love South African rugby and think it brings so much to the game. I'd love to see those links grow stronger still, although I can imagine it's not a prospect that will be greeted enthusiastically in Auckland and Sydney. Well, I won't lie. Despite the pain and suffering McGeoghan has brought on the Springboks over the years, I do like him, and I like what he has to say here. And he's right. The boys in Sydney and Auckland won't be overly enthusiastic about us going north. But who cares what they think? We must also do what is best for us. Joining the Six Nations, compared to staying in the Rugby Championship, is a financial no-brainer. We'd be earning exponentially more, plus we'd weaken Australian and New Zealand rugby in the process because their share of the TV money will only shrink. If you ask me, that's reason enough to do it. But of course, none of this is a possibility until at least 2030. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But what do you think? Should we stay where we are? Or should we look to join an expanded Seven Nations at the next available opportunity? Let me know in the comment section down below. And just before I go, guys, let me quickly tell you about my Patreon page. It's your opportunity to join the Front Row Rugby Dream Team by way of a monthly donation. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US, not Namibian dollars. And the reason I'm looking for you to join my dream team is, firstly, there'll be great benefits. For example, you can get your name featured in my YouTube videos. We could have a quarterly Zoom call. We could look back at old matches and talk about tactics. We can even write an ebook, or I will write an ebook for you on your favorite player. So why not head on over to my Patreon page? The link is in the description area below. Click on it and sign up. As I say, it starts from as little as $5 per month, but you can also give me $10, $25, $50, or even $100 per month. It's entirely up to you. The reason that I want you to join my dream team is because I would love to do this full time, guys, and I would also love to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup for you from down under with daily content. If you'd like to help me realize my dream, go ahead, click on that link. Join the Dream Team on Patreon, and I will speak to you next time.